Our sixth case for this morning is United States v. Houston, 13-27-13. Mr. Adams.
May it please the Court. My name is Joshua Adams. I represent Mr. Houston, the appellant defendant, on appeal in this matter. The sole issue Mr. Houston raises is whether the District Court clearly erred when it found that Mr. Houston engaged in a pattern of activity involving sexual abuse of a minor under Guideline Application 2G2.2B5. It's our argument that District Court's reliance on the evidence was not reliable enough to justify the enhancement. The District Court did review a videotape of the minor individual with an individual from the McLean County Sheriff's Office.
Also, where is McLean County? That's not in Indiana, is it?
No, it's in Bloomington, Illinois, Your Honor.
Thank you. The case was tried in Chicago, though.
Well, the instance of this minor was an uncharged conduct back in 2006 that the government used to enhance Mr. Houston's sentence by 5 levels. District Court found that the application applied, set him at a level of 42 with a guideline of 360 to life. District Court did give Mr. Houston a sentence of 218 months, obviously below the guideline. However, Mr. Houston's argument is that the 5-level enhancement should never have been applied.
But the District Court makes the decision, after listening to the testimony at the sentencing, that the discrepancies that you point out, having to do with the precise time when the abuse is reported and the reasons that lie behind the decision of the parents of the victim to delay in reporting this to the police, are minor enough discrepancies that they don't undermine the basic story of these, I gather, 4 instances of severe abuse of this child. And it strikes me that, I mean, the District Court, that is partly the District Court's call, is that clear error to say that on the whole and by and large the story holds together, but, you know, despite the fact, is it this year or is it that year, or was it because the father had an alcohol problem or because they were worried about the child?
Your Honor, it's Mr. Houston's position that these discrepancies aren't just minor. They involve a parent finding out that her child did.
Why do they undermine the truth of the fact seen in this victim's taped account that she was abused?
So I think if we look at all the evidence as a whole, not just the video in a vacuum, I think it shows that there may be some issues with reliability regarding, A, if it even happened, and B, who it occurred, who did this, if it was Mr. Houston, and C, the fact that there's discrepancies of when it was reported, how the mother found out, and the delay in reporting, I think, casts a shadow, casts a doubt as to whether this abuse occurred at the hands of Mr. Houston. I think.
Was there any evidence in the record suggesting any other potential abuser?
No, Judge, there was not any other.
The child remembers the name Dennis.
She does, and she says it was from her friends.
And the friends who live a couple of houses down the street.
Yes, Your Honor.
So I guess, you know, if there was other evidence in the record, that might be a more serious point, but I didn't think there was.
I think another factor, Your Honor, is that the parents delay reporting this. However, in their view, there's a known child predator living 2 doors down from them, and for a whole year they do nothing and allow him to pretty much roam, in their view.
Explain that. Wasn't he also arrested on some kind of peeping Tom violation, so the police are around keeping an eye on him?
He was, and I believe it was a misdemeanor charge. They were. And keeping an eye on him, that isn't developed either as to what that meant, as to whether they're conducting surveillance of his house or they're watching him daily, weekly, or however that may be. And I think the problem is that even though the guideline does provide for uncharged conduct to be used as a sentencing guideline enhancement, there wasn't even a complaint filed by the parents. There wasn't anything done by this. And they do give an explanation, but the mother gives 2 different explanations. I think that is significant enough to warrant a reversal. And it's Mr. Houston's request that this court remand the case for resentencing.
Okay. Ms. Kroll.
May it please the court. My name is Angel Krall, and I represent the United States of America. The district court made a factual finding here, and that's what district courts do. And the district court made a correct factual finding here that should not be overturned by the Court of Appeals. The district court had plenty of evidence.
What do you think precisely is the factual finding the district court made, finding or findings?
The factual finding is that KC, the victim in this case, was in fact abused multiple times by the defendant, Dennis Houston. The district court clearly made that factual finding and repeated it several times throughout the sentencing hearing when defense counsel kept challenging that finding. The district court kept reminding the defense about the factual finding that the district court had made. And there was plenty of evidence in the record for that factual finding, and that includes not only that videotaped interview where KC explained in great detail of the abuse that she suffered and did in fact mention the name Dennis and did give other details that included where the abuse occurred, where in the neighborhood, where specifically in the home the abuse occurred. And all of that was corroborative of the other evidence in the record that supported her. And first of all, the abuse itself, she was very detailed about the abuse, and she was only 5 years old when she was interviewed here. And the fact that she was so detailed about what happened in and of itself was weighed in favor of her credibility. But beyond that...
Didn't he go online talking about the method used, which also affected this little girl as well?
Absolutely. The FBI had recovered over 800 Yahoo chats on the defendant's computer, and as part of those chats, the defendant described the type of abuse that KC suffered at his own hands. There was a sort of preference, I won't get into detail about the type of abuse, but there was a preference of something that Mr. Houston liked to do, was interested in with children, and that was precisely the type of abuse that KC suffered. And so the fact that he was talking about his preference for that type of abuse on the Yahoo chats that were admitted at the sentencing hearing, the district judge here found that that was corroborative of KC's story. Beyond that, KC's father appeared in court and gave an in-person statement. KC's mother was going to do that, but she became ill and instead had her statement read to the district judge here. And so the district judge had the statements of both the mother and the father that both addressed the defendant's arguments here about these minor inconsistencies about the timing of the abuse and the delay in the abuse. And so the district judge here had firsthand accounts from the mother and the father explaining what happened here, as opposed to dry police reports that the defendant was relying on as to, you know, what police officers wrote in reports, as opposed to what the mother and father actually said to the court explaining those minor inconsistencies. And beyond that, the district judge also relied on the defendant's own psychological report that was submitted at the sentencing hearing, which the district judge found also corroborated KC's story. And so based on all of that additional evidence in the record, it was not any error here for the district court to find that that five-level enhancement applied. And so we would ask that that this court affirm the sentence of Mr. Houston.
Anything further, Judge Kaney?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Judge Easterbrook, no? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll give you a minute if you... You might have some time. I can't remember.
Again, very briefly, the Yahoo chats that the government brings up don't describe specifically the actual encounters with KC. They describe discussions with other individuals with Mr. Houston about his predilections and other desires. It's our position that that's not corroborative of actual abuse that may or may not have occurred. It's merely the defendant appellant discussing these things with other people. And again, for those reasons, we request that the court remand this for resentencing.
All right. Thank you. And you were appointed, were you not, Mr. Adams?
Yes,
we thank you very much for your willingness to undertake this appointment. It's a great help to the court. And thanks to the government. We will take the case under advisement.